What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Wings Redemption, and we're back with number 50 Painkiller already. We're coming from a long road. It's been 1 year now, a little over a year. We came from 600 viewers on average to the number one podcast on Podbean. Now we average 5,000 to 7,000 viewers on the live stream.
There it is, man. I can't believe we're number one on Podbean. Yeah, and by the way, you had a little bit of a robot thing going on there. Kyle,
I like it, though. It's kind of like he was auto-tuned.
Yeah, I did that on purpose.
Yeah.
So yeah, number one on Podbean. I can't believe that. It's huge. Why do you think our podcast does so well?
Charisma. We have such a good karma. I mean, we work well together.
I think that's true. I think there's part of it, you know, we just kind of vibe off each other and it goes well. Part of it, I think, is work ethic. You know, we get here and, you know, it's a funny time to mention that because we've had kind of a few missed shows lately. But for the most part, every week we're up, we're doing it, and you know, we're at it. It's kind of reliable, and that counts for a lot.
Well, I'm looking at it this way: we've missed two shows in a year.
Three, I think.
Three. It's been 53 weeks, and we've done 50 of them.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. Yeah, that's not bad, right there.
That's like an 800 batting average.
It's better than that. It has to be.
It's a little better than that.
Yeah, but I'm kind of proud of the podcast. I really like it. So it's turning into something cool. So I guess since there's no guest, we won't start off with the typical topic. But we can talk about the Call of Duty patch that came out. Have you guys read about it? Have you seen the details?
I want to answer the question.
Oh, you want to answer the question about switching bodies?
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to say it this way. I would so make out with myself because I'm the bomb kissing.
What makes you think you're the bomb kissing?
There's something so much gayer than that about that. That just blowing yourself, man. Like, that's fucked up.
Well, I don't know how to suck no dick, but I can kiss like a motherfucker.
I'd be much happier blowing myself than making out with myself. That's just dirty.
Oh, man. So, dude, so I thought I was a decent kisser until I met this one girl at a party. I was in college. It was actually just before I met my wife. And I was blown away by her kissing ability. It stepped up my game entirely. I'm a better man for her experience.
I'm not trying to tug my own chain, but this week alone, I've made a girl nut off of kissing her. Just saying it.
Yeah, dude. I don't think I could do that. Wow. You are the bomb.
I mean, I work on my woman pleasing abilities.
Please, for the love of God, make it stop! Ding, ding, motherfucker, new topic. God damn. The last thing I'm sorry, no offense to anyone. We're not talking about this. Move a fucking long. Let's talk about Call of Duty patches.
So how do you make her nut by kissing her?
God damn. Nah. Hell no. I'm getting mental images. I'm seeing people wiggling around in chairs. No. Stop this.
My anal fissures, didn't you?
So just to be clear, you're not touching her downstairs whatsoever, right? This is just lip-to-lip contact?
Straight up lip-to-lip.
I'm speechless. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, you know what else I learned? That there's a nerve on the bottom of a woman's foot that actually will make her orgasm.
I learned that from a Call of Duty video I saw on YouTube. Isn't that where... Did you mention it?
No, I mentioned it on Twitter because I was looking through...
That's where it was, yes. Yeah, on Twitter you said that there was like a nerve on the woman's on the bottom of a woman's foot that is an erogenous zone.
Yeah, and I haven't got around to the point, but I'm working on it right now to get up to that point where I can rub her feet until she's squirming around. That's a talent I should pick up. I mean, because a woman will almost willingly give you her feet to rub. And if you can get her on the verge of an orgasm, you can get further.
Dude, I remember when I was 15, I had this big plan. I had read in Penthouse Letters that shampooing a woman's hair was this like incredibly, you know, sexy experience. And I was like, that's my plan. That's it. I have to get a woman in the shower. I have to wash her hair. And then when I do, she'll be putty in my hands.
And, I got to say, if you've already got her in the shower, you probably don't need to, like, be pulling any kung fu moves on her.
I was young, right?
Okay.
But yeah, that was my big thing. It was like, I ain't going to wash her hair, and then she'll be, you know, DTF. And, maybe you're right. Maybe I need to think this through, but I'm not sure that the washing of the hair is actually what made it happen. So, what are you going to do? I was young. It was actually not so much a shower as it was an Egyptian aqueduct, but the concept is the same.
Just a sandy field.
Oh, God. Please, why can't we talk about the past?
You know, Kyle is the resident playboy, and he is shy about anything sexual.
No,
anything,
man,
sexual just, or related to anal fissures. Kyle just doesn't want to go down there, that road.
It's just like one thing, like if I were talking to a girl about it, it'd be fine, but it's just something about just me and two other dudes and 5,000 dudes listening as we talk about Wings making out with a girl and apparently making her orgasm through making out with her. I'm sorry, that's just not getting it for me. I mean, that's great, man. Like, I wish I could say that. I've never done that.
It's not that gay. There has to be at least three girls in the stream. More like just a big gangbang.
Skinzy baby still here? I haven't seen her in a while.
It's like one of those gangbangs you see where, like, there's guys literally lined up, like, jerking it. And they're, like, fully clothed except for their pants. Like, they're wearing shoes with socks, hats, shirts, usually sunglasses, and they're all just working it. Like they're just waiting on... And there's so, the line is so big that there's actually an attendant there, like at the theme parks, who, you know, pulls the chain out of the way, and like, you know, he goes to the rules. He's like, all right, you must be this tall. All right, yep. All right, now keep your hands and feet over here. Don't do this. Don't do that. Keep your hands out of the shot. Go.
At what ratio does it change from gangbang to just like a circle jerk?
You know, exactly.
At
100
to
1,
at 200 to 1. At some point, that girl's not actually with you.
I know, right? Like, and what if you like finished before you even got to the girl?
Oh no, gosh!
You're working it, and like the guy, you're like, God, I wish this line would hurt. This is the longest line I've ever been in my life, and you hear behind you, ah, and you're like, God, and you're like, the guy is like right behind you, going at it. No.
I mean, if it was me, I would try to get that second one worked up before I got through the line.
If there's that many guys, your goal is not to last that long. You know, she's trying to roll through.
Yeah, you're not trying to put on a clinic or anything. You're just trying to get it done.
Right. You're supposed to be on the edge when you start with her, and she's just pretty much finishing guy after guy after guy.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some guy that gets up there, and he's like looking at the other guys because he's like secretly gay. He's like, yeah, watch this. Yeah, you see that? Uh-huh. And they're like, sir, you're 5 minutes. Back of the line. Fuck.
So let me ask you this, Kyle. Have you ever been to a sex shop?
Yeah, I've been to a sex shop.
I went to my first one
this week. Didn't you see that last video he put up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Those things are weird. You ever been to one, Woody?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah. I know I come off like a virgin on my YouTube channel, but the truth is I have some kids, let's just say.
Adopted?
Nope. No. Yeah, no, I've been to a sex shop.
You know how much it costs to buy a Korean baby? I do.
Oh. I thought we were going to play like The Price is Right. Like, you know, how much does a jackrabbit cost? Who knows? How much does a jackrabbit cost?
Well, I was going to do the Price is Right cock block on Woody. He's going to say like $6.99. I'd be like $700.
I mean, at some point, you got to come up with new things to shoot. I'm just saying. I mean, we'll leave it at that.
Oh, man. You could do, like, trick shots, right? Like, you know, circumcise. It's like a rubber dildo with a 9mm.
You ever seen a tiny Korean baby fired from a cannon?
No.
You want to? Can't be legal, Kyle. Dude, is that African safari idea likely to happen? No,
I'm down for it, but Kyle doesn't want to go. He's scared of shooting animals.
No, let me ask you this, Wings. Is it the African safari that's interesting you, or is it just shooting the lion and having it on your wall?
Well, I can't afford a lion, son.
No, I'm just... No, I know where you can get a lion for 10 grand and mount it and everything. 10 to 15.
Is the guy going to chop my hands off if I can't come up with the
Texas. It's in Texas.
Really? Is Ted Nugent involved in this?
Don't be worried about Ted. So, no. The idea is the hunt, Kyle. The hunt.
Here's what they do. Let me walk you guys through this for any of you who are like evil, cold-hearted motherfuckers. That you go to Missouri, you pick out your animal, all right? Whatever it is, you can pick out a fucking zebra if that's what you want to shoot. They airlift this thing down to this giant ranch in Texas. It's like 60,000 acres. They drop it off, okay? They leave it there for 3 months so it, you know, it finds some good hiding spots, I guess. Then they send you in like fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger in Commando, and you go get it. And you pay for that. And they'll mount it, chop its head off, all that good stuff, so you can stick it there on the wall at your humble abode.
So what if my animal of choice is like a homeless veteran?
We can set that up like that. I'm serious, but I've seen some movies about this, and it always goes bad for the hunters. Always. 9 times out of 10, that homeless veteran was a badass in Nam, and he's just gonna, he's making like spike pits. He's using like pine sap to make some kind of jet fuel to power his rocket ship. He's doing crazy stuff out there in the woods. You don't want to fuck with those guys. He turned out to be Chuck Norris in disguise. Like, don't even.
Nice. But
I always have wanted to. I figured that, you know, we always wanted to have a zombie apocalypse. Me and my cousin were like, man, I just wish it would happen. I just wish it happened. You know, whole world decimated, like 0.25% survives and we're in it. That'd be awesome.
You know what you should do? I have a plan to get the zombie apocalypse worked out.
So do I.
Picture this, right? Open up your own like 1-800 depression line and find people who want to die, and then offer the zombie apocalypse service as a service, right? So these are people who want to die. You gather them together in groups of like 200 or 300, and then kill them all.
I was thinking more like you kidnap about 10 hobos and inject them all with the rabies virus and let it run its course. Then you set them free in the neighborhood.
I'm sort of wondering how the fuck a Vietnam vet that could build spike picks not get a job at McDonald's.
That's a good point. You know what I mean? Like, there's a movie called, I think it's called Surviving the Game with Ice Cube.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it Ice-T? It's Ice-T. Okay, yeah. I get them. It's so stupid. There's two black rappers. One's Ice Cube, one's Ice-T. I have a hard time. But anyway, he turns out to be some kind of like master of disguise out there in the woods. Like he takes out like 500 or 600.
Who's making that noise?
You know who it is.
Wings of Redemption, are you eating?
No!
That sounds like a big old
Wings, are you eating?
That is a glass of sweet tea. Leave me alone.
That sounded like a jug. That's like he had a whole gallon or something. What was that?
Puncher was on to something. Whenever someone's eating on the call, you just go straight to wings. That's it. So Dan is here. Dan offered to stop by. And
what's up, guys?
What's up, Dano? So everyone wants to hear this Dan update. They want to know what you're doing now. So for those of you who don't know, Dan was on the show, I don't know, 4 or 5 episodes back, and he told us the whole story of this internet jackass who, I don't know, talked to his wife over Facebook. They ended up getting divorced because of this like emotional affair thing, and now he's just rolling in booty. So what's new, Dan?
Rolling in booty? I think you give me way too much, too many props, man. It's,
dude,
I wouldn't say rolling.
So, okay.
Go yeah. Ahead. Maybe,
surrounded by
booty, possibly. But, you know, first off, I want to apologize for being late. A friend of mine forwarded me a breastfeeding video from YouTube, and I had to watch it in its completion before I joined you guys.
You have 4 daughters. You've seen this before, right?
I have, but these women were hot as hell. Is it bad that I'm into like breastfeeding women on YouTube?
It depends how into it you are. Like if you watch it and you're like, yeah, suck it. Yeah. Yeah. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Yeah, go right in there. Fuck yeah. Then it's creepy. Then
I wish I was 3 months old.
Oh my God, I'd be like, I know your gums hurt.
Well, see, now it's more about the baby, I think.
Wings went straight for the 2-month-old. That's Wings, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it so wrong.
So what's worse? Is it the breastfeeding porn, or is it like the babysitting porn? You know, this whole scenario where the babysitter comes in and, you know, so I hear, I don't know for sure. Yeah. I've heard stories about it. Porn internet. I'm still trying to verify it myself.
There's nothing wrong with babysitting porn. Let me just throw that out there.
Yeah. So there's nothing wrong with speaking from someone with a little bit of experience, huh?
I don't know what you're talking about. No, I just heard that there's nothing wrong with
you. You've heard, porn. Exactly. Yeah.
So, Dan, didn't you tell me you had 5 dates in a week? When was that?
Yeah, it was I call it my perfect storm of poontang. I don't know if that's inappropriate or not. But, yeah, it was actually 4. I verified and went back and looked at it. It was actually 4 dates in a week. And it was crazy. And, you know, I wish I had a better story behind it. Like, I ended up getting 2 of them together at once and sort of, you know, maneuvering this kind of threesome thing. It wasn't like anything like that. Cause I'm a gentleman, of course. But it was, literally 1 on Monday, 1 on Tuesday, then 1 on Thursday, and I think 1 on the Friday. But the one that was funny was, it was on my corporate, cause I'm a very much a scheduled kind of guy, cause I got 4 daughters. I don't have any freaking free time. So I'm a slave to my calendar. So I had, if I've got a date, I put it on my corporate email, like my corporate calendar, and it shows up. And every now and again, I share my screen in a meeting, and some of the meetings I'm now with, you know, what do you know this? Like, it's now with directors, VP sometimes. And, so on Thursday, I had marked off a couple hours, and it was shots with Brandy with an I. Mm-hmm. And someone said, you know, less about this whole, like, system architecture thing. I want to know more about that. What do you got going on tonight? You know, shots of Brandy. And it was, I don't know what your listeners, you know, the whole demographics are. I guess they're all gamers, but, this woman is, hot as hell, and she's a web developer. And what do you, we've been to Cisco for how long? It's been, I don't
know. Yeah, dude, I think I need photographic evidence on this girl because yeah. I've never seen a hot female web developer before.
I have never, ever in 11 years, and I think I'm going to date myself here, but I've been, you know, post-college about 18 years or so, and I've never once seen a hot web developer or a developer or anyone in IT for that matter. And this one, we had a date with her a couple days ago, and she showed up in 5-inch stripper heels. I was like,
do you remember when we went,
my new best friend.
When we went to the Dominican Republic, you showed me the pictures of that girl you were dating. She was gorgeous. She had huge boobs. She had long blonde hair. And you told me she was a stewardess. That was believable, right? Yes. That made perfect sense for some
right.
Southwest right. Stewardess. But, yeah, but the hot web developer. So what is your, do you have any dating secrets for guys? You know, how are you picking up all these girls?
Dating secrets. So there's a couple things. And look, let me first tell you that I have been, you know, I've been married since I was, I'm going to take a step back. I had been dating the same woman and or being married since I was 20 years old. So me being back into the dating world, I felt like I was a fish out of water. And look, I wish I could say I wrote the book, but I didn't. I relied on material online. And there's guys out there that sort of, their whole thing, just like what you guys have here with gaming, there's guys out there with material around pussy, basically. And it's like, how do you, it's the pickup artist community. I guess that's the way you say it. And I think it's PUA. And it's really about how do you get game with these women, right?
Did Jerry from work tell you about this?
He did, yeah. And Jerry doesn't,
I knew it.
Jerry is like a model. That guy is like he's my man crush, if I can even say that. The guy is, he doesn't need game. He's got the looks, you know, but he was telling me about how, you know, if the woman is really good looking, what you actually do is you actually knock him down a couple notches by sort of making little comments here and there about, you know, oh, you know, when you smile, you got these wrinkles around the side of your eyes. I think it's so cute. And they get really self-conscious. Like these women, a lot of them, especially the really good looking ones, are really self-conscious inside. And, but they've got this sort of.
Really? So you make them feel bad about themselves as a way to
not,
pick them up?
It's such a horrible thing to say, Woody.
It's a horrible thing to do, yet it is the tactic that works for you.
It's absolutely the tactic. And not that I'm going in there necessarily, because some of these guys, they just, it's all about pickup. I mean, it's like a game is really what it is. And there's books written about it. There's one by Neil Strauss. So if anyone wants to learn any of this, not that I'm an expert in it, called The Game, literally called The Game, and it's his exploits into the pickup artist community, and it's more about his kind of journey into it more than like tips and tricks. So, but yeah, go ahead.
Websites and such. I mean, is there a site you like more? What do you got going on?
As far as meeting women, or as far as just sorting how to get the game, you know, to deal with them, because it's a twofold process. One is you got to have confidence, you know. And look, I was divorced and I had zero confidence. I felt like, I mean, my ego was down to zero, and I really felt like, shit, I'm not going to be able to get anybody, and it's just things. I mean, you saw me in the beginning couple months mm-hmm. when I was living mm-hmm. with you. It was horrible. And, you know, it's just about getting confidence, and it's about, you know, some guys are out there, like I say, they try to push buttons here and there, because women, the way they react to situations have been ingrained over the course of millions of years of evolution. And, you know, we're in the modern society now. It's 2000.
What is this crap, millions of years of evolution?
I swear to God, it's gold. I'm
Come
telling
on
you.
Now. No.
It absolutely, it works. It absolutely works.
Let's just get
buttons.
Back to the actual game plans. You know, which of these sites has the loosest women? Which of these sites has the classy women? Let's drop the evolution stuff and talk about the tactics.
Right. Do you want just straight up tactics? Huh?
can I say something about this?
Yes, sir.
The best way to get the women is to be able to look them in the face and lie right to it.
To lie right to them? What could go wrong with that, right?
Yeah.
Look inside the eye.
Who sees a flaw with this plan? Not me.
Packing 11 inches
are
of
fantastic.
Fear,
baby. You
folded in half. No. So which one of the good sites? I mean, look, there's the ones that work for me are the more traditional ones. Like, yeah, Match. You got, you know, the online dating sites. And what's funny is I had this sort of, and Woody, you were part of this, man. I had a profile that was sort of written in this kind of
this
flowery prose. It was more like a short story. I tried to differentiate myself because I didn't want to be the schmo that was out there saying, you know, I'm a good guy and, you know, I like long walks on the beach, blah, blah, blah. I was like,
dude,
I want to
try. You were that schmo. It was just a longer story.
It was a longer story and it was a short story. I'm like, you know what? Let me do that. I like writing. And it was, and I might have mentioned this last time. It was me, you, Ian, and Trey, all the guys that went on that surfing trip we went on in February, which I think mm-hmm. you made a video about. And we were sitting in there in the Flying Saucer, this local bar in Raleigh, and we're, you know, talking about the trip. And then all of a sudden I look across the room and there she is, you know, and I kind of make eye contact and you guys like, go get her and blah, blah, blah. And that was my profile. And I ended up, if you remember this, man, I'm like, I forwarded you the text of it and I said, Woody, do you think it's okay if I use your real name? You know, I don't want to. And I think it was you or Ian that said, dude, that is the gayest thing.
It was,
I've
dude.
Ever seen.
Let us know. Did it work? Did you get any guys from that thing?
Did I get any guys?
I assume that was your goal. I read that shit. That was gay as hell.
It was great. It got like the really kind of earthy, crunchy literary types with kind of the unshaved armpits and that kind of thing.
Oh, not
that. Oh man, you're doing it wrong.
Doing it wrong. But what is amazing, man, and people say, these women say they want a nice guy, but the minute I changed it to, I don't give a fuck, I'm going to break your heart, and I, you know, my profile was like this. It was almost the complete opposite. Not that I'm making this shit up, but it was just the other side of you know, my personality. And I was like, you know, I'm picky as hell. I'm probably going to reject you. And, you know, I'm going to break your heart, that kind of thing. And I want this and that, and I don't want fake boobies. You know, it was just very specific and sort of cocky as hell and sort of funny too. And you wouldn't believe it was the amount of just interest I got out of that versus the nice guy was unbelievable. You know, and it that tells something.
Dude, do you remember that chick that had a similar profile, really? She was like, look, I know I've got it all going on. I have my act together. If you don't write me. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Dude, she was hot.
She was hot. Yeah, absolutely.
There was the challenge you're looking for. Didn't write you back, did she? That was the rare Dan miss.
I wouldn't say it's rare. I mean, I get rejected all the time. And that's the thing about this online or even just dating in general is that you got to get used to rejection. You know, it's part of it. you know, and it was a growth experience for me not to get to, you know.
I made a video about that recently. You know, back in my summer at 17 years old, I lived at the beach and I had this concept of disposable women, and I didn't care if my success rate was like 15-20%. Because that could be five girls in a day. Like, there's so many girls at the beach.
Yeah.
You know, you just need to get some volume cooking, baby. And, yeah. And, you know, you get your girls. You'll have a date that night. Just, you know, don't latch on to one particular one. There's lots of good ones out there. Hit some.
Yeah. Don't put one on a pedestal, because it will not work out. And if you don't get a date, that's perfectly fine too. Go game with your friends, or go rock climbing or something. Whatever. You know, it's not all about that.
There were like three things that women are looking for. I'm sorry, Wayne. I wanted Dan to throw out the whole, what was it? Sunglasses, watch, and shoes?
Yeah. So this is, I don't know. It's just my theory. I've heard it from somewhere, but women in general, well, first off, if you dress like a slob, you gotta fix that shit. It is, you know, and preferably hit the gym. Try to get some muscle tone a little bit if you can, but get a look going. And you don't have to necessarily.
Yeah,
get
women are shallow as fuck.
But they pay attention, and they pay attention. In my theory, they pay attention to three things, right? They don't, you know, your shirt's one thing, your pants are the other, but they really focus on three things. They really focus on your shoes. Especially, I think shoes are the most important thing. They focus on how you accessorize, specifically the watch, right? And I rolled in one day and I was wearing like some Casio bullshit, you know, runner's watch that I had for like 10 years. The strap was kind of fraying on the side, and, you know, and this really good looking waitress who I was sort of hitting on, you know, and I'm like, we were talking about whatever, and she immediately went to my watch and said, dude, my brother's got a watch like that. And sort of in this really condescending tone, right? And that it gives you kind of a perspective. They pay attention to those kind of things.
So you're going for like a diver's watch, maybe?
Like, you know,
analog.
You're like a man of action, right? So it depends on what you're looking for, right? I mean, just something that's a little bit higher quality.
Mm-hmm.
Me, you don't have to spend more. You can spend $100, and people will say, "Shit, $100 for a watch? It's outrageous." But for a watch, I mean, it's a piece of jewelry when you think about it, and you can spend $100 on like a Fossil or one of those kind of watches, and they're solid and they look good. And I notice when I'm out with these women, man, when you're conscious and you pay attention, they will look down at there. They'll look at your watch, they'll look at your shoes, they'll look at your hair, they'll look at, you know, if you've got sunglasses, they'll look at that. I mean, they pay attention. Not saying that's you have to go out and please them, because there's some jokers who are so bad, they're good. Like, they dress like freaking slobs, and you know the theory.
He's spitting the truth here. Dress pants, silk shirt, nice watch. Hey, that's the way I pull my women. You wear a nice dress pants, a silk shirt, you're going to get, even if you're my size, I'm like 340 pounds now, and I'll have a girl look at me over a guy that's, you know, wearing a fuck you t-shirt and, you know, and a ball cap. Because, you know, they look at me and they're like, man, he's got his act together. Maybe right. I want to be around him. And he's not bullshitting you. And if you do a profile on, like, a dating site, let me tell you, if you have materialistic things, like for me, for example, I have a couple nice trucks. Put those in your motherfucking pictures. That right there alone will get people's attention.
Yeah, it's all about differentiating yourselves. And if you look at, if you read, and I you know, if you want an entertaining read, you know, at the game, I would go out by Neil Strauss, you know, and his book looks like a Bible. It's shameless. You know, it's got the nice leather bound. It's about the same size as a Bible. It's got the little flip out bookmark, you know, the silk one that's sort of built into the binding and you can go flip down. It's got that thing. And, those guys, they call it peacocking, where then you get really outrageous. Like, you wear something that is like a tie with a pair of jeans and a t-shirt, or like a top hat. Ridiculous stuff. Or one guy said, you know, he had like a sign. This guy, his pickup line was mystery. And he had this little flashing LED sign as a necklace that said, "I am mystery," or some shit like that. And they call it peacocking, which is just about getting attention. You know, there's a whole thing, dude. It's fascinating. And I thought, and this is the difference between you and me, Woody, is that, you know, I'm sitting here in my pajamas ready to go to bed, and like, your night's just starting, you know, and I, and, you know, these guys, go out and they freaking just, they work it. And they work their game. They get rejected a million times. They don't care. It's just about powering through and persevering. And then they, you know, these are, by the way, these are not good looking people necessarily. They're metrosexual, average looking guys that may be short, maybe a little bit fat, but it's all about, women care less about the looks, meaning whether you're a 10, and more about your game.
So, Dan, you're dating a lot of girls here. How come you're going Seinfeld on them and like finding little pity flaws and moving on to the next one again and again?
Oh God! Just because one has a toe that's a little bit longer than the other, I mean,
that is a showstopper.
It's a showstopper, brother.
Yeah, dude. Like every time you show me, like, what Dan does is he pulls out his iPhone. He's like, "Hey, Woody, look, this is my date for tonight." And I'm like, "Oh my God!" Like, you are pulling some smoking hot tail here, and then he'll be like, "Yeah, I don't know." Yeah, like, what was wrong with her? Like, there's nothing wrong with these girls, and you just move on to the next one. What's going on there?
There's probably, my therapist would tell you, there's probably some kind of attachment to my ex-wife, maybe, or who knows. I don't fucking know, man. It's just, is it fear of commitment? Is it, who knows? I mean, but, you know, everyone's got their preferences, and, you know... I don't know. I maybe think these women get too close, and I'm like, shit, this is getting a little bit too, you know, crazy for me. But, or maybe, you know, I'm not a big fan of fake breasts, and you would be amazed, Woody, about the amount of fake breasts in this area. At least the sampling that I've had, you know, which is a pretty, you know, it's pretty decent.
It's quite the sample size.
No, it's not like,
Dan, can I ask you a question?
Women, yeah. Go ahead.
I've recently been going hard into the dating scene as well. And, you know, at times I would send out 20 messages a day. Like I said, I always look at it like this. Every girl I don't, you know, try to ask out is a girl I'm already getting rejected by. And that's my mentality on it.
Absolutely.
And by consequence, you get three or four girls juggling at one time. Is the best way to do it with text messages? And how do you keep from getting them too attached to you too quickly?
Too attached. Well, the women typically will want to get attached to you pretty quickly. It's just the way I think women typically want to be in a relationship, which is not all of them, but I'd say 80% of them. The text messaging thing. And look, I'm older than Woody, so you guys think he's ancient. I'm a couple years older than he is. So the whole text messaging thing. Yeah, I'm technical, right? So I'm on top of it, but I would always want to call them on the phone. And the sort of, what I found is that women typically, it's easier just to text message and deal with them that way. But you mentioned something about rejection. Rejection is absolutely part of this, and you cannot have thin skin when it comes to being rejected. They will reject your ass all day long, and they will test you. That's the whole thing, is a lot of these women, little things they do are there to test you. You know, I call them shit tests, and I got that directly out of the book. And there's ways to fail these things. You know, if they give you a hard time about something and you sort of collapse and apologize, you're like, this is not a guy that's going to stand up for me. You know, this is a guy, I want someone that's going to, you don't give him a straight answer. You sort of give him a little sarcastic response back. You know, that's sort of how you pass these little things. And it sounds like a game, and it sounds sort of ridiculous. And people say, well, God, why? Dating.
It's exactly a game. That's all dating is. You throw yourself out there and you play the game. If you jump the hurdles, you get rewarded.
Yeah, but you guys might need to know a little more about Dan, right? Like, Dan is a pleaser by nature. So yes. For him to actually push back on even the smallest of issues is outside who he was 3 years ago. I'm on the other side of this, right? Like, I'm listening to this, and I work hard to, you know, make those consolidations to de-escalate, you know, little arguments. And like you say, oh, you know, you need to pass the shit test. I'm on the other side of it. You know, I need to pass the, the de-escalate test, you know, from time to time. There's no shortage of sarcasm and pushing back.
Yeah, but you've been married for how long?
15 years, actually.
Yeah, so it's a different, right? I mean, once you're in a relationship, I think it's, the trust is there. And I mean, look, Jackie absolutely trusts you 110%, you know, and so there's no, you know, she's doing less shit tests, I think. We're talking about dating out of the street. We're talking about women that are trying to figure your ass out.
Here's another question for you, Dan. Yeah. What about with all the fucking women would like kids? Like, everyone I've ever talked to had, like, kids. It's ridiculous.
Well,
what do you do with that kind of scenario? How do you adjust to the child?
Well, look, I've got four kids. I got four daughters. And so the demographic I'm in, I would almost rather – I don't know how you are, how old you are, but for me, I would almost prefer that. And the reason why is because, well, one, you know, it's I'm in a hard age right here because a lot of the women that I want to date – and by the way, I date down. I don't date up. So there's these
– You're talking about age?
Age, yeah. Yeah. It's less about the women with – kids, I don't want to date women that are older than me. I know it's a hang up and I know it's like, it sounds shallow as hell, but for me, it's, I want to date down. I want to date in, I say this, you're going to laugh. I want to date down to like the mid 30s. but you know, that's the weird, you know, you're going to get women who haven't had kids yet. They've delayed it. They've been professionals and they want a guy that's going to provide kids for them. And I don't want that. I mean, I've been trapped, fixed and released. Back in the population. I had the procedure done. I'm done.
The procedure done.
That's a funny story just by itself, maybe for another time. But, to me, that doesn't bother me at all. In fact, I would almost prefer it because then you don't have to deal with, and it depends what you're looking for. If you're looking for a relationship, you know, you need to find someone where you've got similar goals or whatever. But if you're just looking to have fun with like the younger ones, then, you know, kids don't even come into the picture. I'm not going to introduce anyone to my kids for a while. You know, that's just sort of the way it is.
All right.
So, don't know if I answered your question.
Thanks for stopping by, Dano. I appreciate it. Everyone asked for a Dan update. Now we got it.
Yeah, man. And at some point, the one thing I did want to mention, man, I think you made a video, was about me getting back to this dude. Remember the guy I confronted?
Yeah.
Have you told him about that yet?
So I think I have done the update. I think we
As far as
everybody knows, you kind of decided that you weren't sure you wanted to pursue it. You weren't sure you wanted to tell his wife or whatever.
Yeah. So I want to thank this community here specifically because, you know, it got that behind me. You know, I got a little Charlie Sheen tiger blood in me, man, and I confronted the guy. And I know you wanted me to do more, but it was good enough for me.
All right.
No, we can still break his legs.
I'm thinking some kind of like video, some kind of, I don't know. Do you have anyone, you know, on the podcast that maybe wouldn't mind making a video, maybe post it to YouTube and make fun of him? Is that possible?
I knew a guy like that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we could make a video of him breaking his legs.
Could make a video of his house. Anyway.
Yeah. All right,
yeah, man. If you ever decide to go public on this guy, we're here, man. We'll do it on the podcast. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, okay, man. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Dana. All right. Hey, so there's a new patch out for Black Ops.
My mic's been off for a long time.
Yeah, man. We haven't heard you in quite some time. What was I going to say? The new Black Ops patch. Who's tried snipers in this?
Me.
What do you think?
I think the PSG-1 is now OP'd like a motherfucker.
You know what, though? So Dave Vondahar was tweeting about that. He's like, every time we touch the snipers, this is what happens. For the first 3 days, snipers are overpowered. For the next 3 days, snipers are useless and we can't use them anymore.
Well, look here. I use the FAMAS 80% of the time. And I'm at the point where I'm like, man, is the PSG-1 better for this map than the FAMAS?
Maybe I should set up a sniper class. Imagine that, me sniping. My subs will faint.
Dude, they've improved the hit detection on it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you get a variable zoom scope and you keep it really low. Just walk around. Bam, 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 bam. It's just like an assault rifle. One shot. When the assault rifles take 4 or 5.
Hmm.
I gotta set my stuff up. I think I've said it a couple times, but I just moved into this new house and like everything's on the floor. I want to get on a play now. Huh. They do that today?
Yeah, they did. There's very little to no sway on it as well.
All right. So I guess you were playing that on the Xbox, huh, Wings?
Yeah.
Yeah. How's your PS3 doing these days?
Yeah, you've been using it? I use my PS3 every day. Netflix still works for me.
Yeah. I mean, I play on both, but it's like the whole thing, like a kid in a candy store. I want to play PS3 more now since I can't play PS3. Does that make sense?
I love the stream. The stream's like, shut up, Kyle. F you, Kyle.
Oh, that's so funny. I mean, like going into that thing, like if you had to pick one network behind which the company was putting the most like money and effort, you would have to agree that Microsoft was putting more into Xbox Live than Sony was into PSN. So it doesn't surprise me that if one of them was going to have somebody literally hack and steal everybody's info, it was going to be PSN. That really fucks, because I have a PlayStation. I don't know why everybody's freaking out. I got a fucking PlayStation 3. I play that thing.
We all have both.
Yeah, we all have both. Fucking Xbox is better.
I've got a couple of each.
So for the single player experience, even though the PSN guys like to say that their single player games are so much better, you know, I've played them. I have Uncharted. I know what they offer. I should have said Uncharted 2. But they're really about the same. You can hardly tell the difference between an Xbox and a PS3 game. They're very, very close.
I want to say this. Mm-hmm. If I have a choice between two games on the same platform, I always go with Xbox because of the gamer score on Xbox.
Yeah, there's really, so many features. Score.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't know. Here's the thing. Like, everybody, I love when people use that, you know, PSN is free as like its catch, as its thing. It's like, Well, I mean, you go to the homeless shelter and get some free food, man, but that's not if we're talking about restaurants, you're not going to tell me to go to the fucking homeless shelter because it's free. Like, no. You get what you pay for.
There's something to be said for that. They said they improved the PS3 audio quality.
Did they?
They did.
A while back, but the thing is, I mean, you're still stuck with the terrible mics, right? Everyone's using these, like, cheapy Bluetooth things that came with their cell phone, you know, hanging off their ear, and it's look, PS3 voices are still abusive compared to Xbox voices. And you know, I'm going to sound like a PS3 hater on this. It's not that I naturally hate the PS3, it's that I have experience with both of them. And, you know, they're on, heck, if you're a YouTube commentator like the guys on this podcast are, then there are a bunch of other PS3 problems too, like, you know, dealing with all the messages you get and all the friend requests.
And how bad it slows down your PS3.
Mm-hmm. It's tough.
A regular person might not know this, but when you deal with hundreds of comments each day, you get these things stacked up. Like, I was 20,000 deep, and it was literally taking anywhere from 10 to 15 seconds to bring up the XMB for me, because the PSN loads all your messages every time you load the XMB. And another thing that happens is when you delete somebody and you don't let the XMB load fully, it hangs up and you got to reset it. And these are small things, but they're annoying. And there's things that should be fixed with the PSN. And it just feels like Sony is neglecting it. It's like they have this multi-million-dollar giant over here, it's a money-making machine that they don't want to mess with. It's like, well, go away.
Hmm.
Yep. Just now they got your personal information.
I mean, yeah. It makes me wonder, like, why is something like the PSN down for 2 weeks to start with?
You want to be famous? Just get a PS3 account. They'll share your crap with everybody.
Yeah. There's some. Think about this, guys. There's some dude out there right now with a portable hard drive with all of our information on it. Right now. He's got my info. He's got Wings' info. He's got Woody's info. He's got, like, fucking George Clooney's info. George Clooney plays PSN. You know he's a fag. Come on. I mean... He's got everybody's info right now. Like, that's just, it's a little bug. It bugs me a little bit. I hope he's not listening to this right now because he plays PlayStation, I know.
I feel a little bad about picking on the PS3 guys, but it's not that I'm picking on PS3 players. I'm
picking on Sony itself.
Yeah, Sony, man. This
You're
is what
up.
You get when you do this bad. You know, this is your problem. This is.
I think Sony should get sued. Seriously. How do you put this large network of you know, industry together and not properly protect it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure, like, whenever you, like sign on for the first time to PSN, that box you're checking probably says that you can't sue. I would say so. Like, you know, those kind of agreements that are like, you know, if you want to continue, click X, those are usually saying, if someone hacks your info and steals your credit card and buys an elephant with it, you're fucked. That's usually what those are saying.
Hey, back on the patch thing, they didn't give the details of what they changed about the sniper rifle. And Wing, stop drinking, man. Jesus Christ. They didn't give the patch of what was in the sniper thing. So I put out a video today, and every time a new patch comes out for Black Ops, I put a little patch update. Hey, this is the change that they made, and I explain it. And on the sniper thing, all it said was something vague, like sniper rifles have been modified. And I said, you know, hey, Treyarch, if you hear this, then, you know, please give us some details about the about what's changed in the sniper rifle. And Dave Vondahar, he had his grumpy pants on or something, because he's like, I'm never telling you, never, ever. He's like, everyone hates the every change we make, I can't deal with it, etc. Gamers don't necessarily get what they want. It's like, dude, you're talking to your freaking customers here. You know, stop being the way that you're being. Normally, he's really good as a community manager. I've praised him lots of times, but he was freaking grumpy and rude over Twitter today. And I think they should release the details of what they're doing. I mean, people really want to know what changes they make to the sniper rifle or the AK-74U or the G11 or whatever changes they're thinking about making. They should do that as more of an open process. What do you guys think?
I think you should do more like that and less like putting the fucking map pack up, like logo on the fucking starting screen 3 days early.
Yeah.
I'm not even buying the new map pack. Fuck that
dude,
thing.
Oh, you. Well, that's just because you don't play zombies. All right, now for anybody out there who plays zombies and likes it, are you guys familiar with what the new zombies map is?
It's almost as good as the Left 4 Dead single player.
Uh-huh.
They have more character development. They have
It's okay. Danny Trejo, all right, the Mexican guy from the Machete movie, and many others. It's like the pockmarked face guy. Sarah Michelle Gellar, and
Robert Englund or something.
Robert Englund, who plays Freddy Krueger, the old school Freddy Krueger. Those are all playable. And then there's another one who I wasn't familiar
George
with.
Romero.
Well, George Romero is like a boss zombie. Mm-hmm. He's like a non-playable character, and you're on a fucking boat. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I heard, does it look like it's on Discovery, or they reuse some of the map elements from Discovery?
Maybe, yeah. Like, maybe you're a boat off the coast of Discovery or something.
It's interesting. Like, here's some of the things they mentioned in it that caught my attention that I worry about. They made it sniper-friendly. So, you know, like, if you play Ascension, it's not really sniper-friendly. You know, it's so much of the action is so up close. Here, there's a lot of, like, flinging across the map and being able to snipe across the map and kill zombies that way. Interesting stuff. But the thing is, they need seriously powerful weapons. You know, like, it's still going to be kite people and ray gun them, unless this sniper is a one-hit kill for a long time.
Yeah.
I hope that they did that. I hope that they made, you know, some of these new tactics. If sniping across the map takes two shots a zombie, dude, don't even try it. You know, like, yeah. You're wasting my time.
I have a sneaky suspicion that the guys who test at Treyarch really fucking suck at zombies. They need me and some... testing for zombies, because if you give us about 5 hours to test that thing, we're going to make it to level 35 plus. And I mean, not that that's like a world record number, but we're going to make it to 35, 38, 40, and we're going to be able to say, hey, look at this. We just shot this guy 18 times with a sniper rifle, and he's still crawling at me. Like, it's bullshit. Like, what's the point of having the sniper rifle as a gun in there if it's completely fucking useless? That thing needs to not only be a one shot, but when you upgrade it, it needs to be an area of effect weapon.
Yeah,
like,
I want it to be a one-shot with, like, collaterals out the wazoo. I want to kite zombies and get, like, 8 pieces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be cool. Yeah, if you did that, then, you know, suddenly these sniper rifles would be viable.
You know, why is it that these developers always suck at the game? They spend so much time making it and creating it and balancing it, and you still can't play it?
Oh, I don't know. I put up a video today, and I was pretty complimentary of Treyarch for giving us another patch. You know, and I said, look, I feel really supported. A lot of the things that they fixed, I haven't even seen yet. They fixed an out-of-map glitch on Grid, maybe? I'm not positive about the map. Have you ever seen anyone go out of the map on
No.
Grid? Right. You know, have you ever seen anyone go out of the map on Overgrown? Yes.
Yep.
Have you ever seen anyone rock glitch? Yes. Have you seen them go out of the map on Ambush? Yes. It's been years. They still do this stuff. You know, Treyarch is fixing these things before I've even heard about it. And not only do I play a lot of Call of Duty, I know a lot of people that play a lot of Call of Duty. And this is like every day for me, and I've never even heard of this. They are on top of it. They are fixing it. And a guy's like, what do you not understand? You know, they should have fixed this stuff even before it was released the first time. The fact that they patched it means that it was broken. And they are wrong. There are some things about it that were broken. For example, the sound. Right? When the sound came out in Black Ops, it was worse than it is now. It's on a scale of 1 to 10 now, the sound is like a 3. It's shit. It's terrible. It sucks. But when the sound came out originally, it was like a 0.5. It was the worst sound ever in the Call of Duty series, hands down. And that sort of thing was so obvious, it was so easy to catch, that it should have been fixed before the game was released. However, people rubbing into little rocks and managing to get inside, tweaks on the weapons, that's forgivable. That's stuff that's really hard to get perfect before a game is released. And Treyarch's doing a pretty good job with that stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. They do a lot of good things, and then there's some things, there's some areas where they're lacking. You're never going to get perfection out of one of these game companies. If they catered to just like the three of us, you know, a lot of people wouldn't be able to have fun. I want Call of Duty 4's sound system back. Like, I want, yes. There's a lot of things from COD 4 I want, but seriously, that sound system is epic.
Mm-hmm. I want to be able to hear the motherfucker walking across the map and be able to.
I know, right?
Right. Modern Warfare 2 had pretty good sound, too.
It wasn't as good as COD. Nothing is as good as COD 4 sound.
You know why? Like, it's noisier. That's the thing. Like, there's always Harriers up in Modern Warfare 2. There's always Chopper. There's always, like, there's constant noise in Modern Warfare 2, whereas in COD 4, it felt like unless there was a chopper over your head, you had great sound. It was almost like a Bare Bones playlist over in COD 4.
Yeah.
But, COD 4 had great sound. Modern Warfare 2, if you go back to it, like, I hadn't played it in ages, and then Onslaught was like, hey, this is epic, we should try it. And yeah, the tubes are still a problem, but, you know, I went, this is what happened. I went back to Modern Warfare 2. First game, I jump in, and my team was, we were winning, but then we lost all three flags. We start losing. I had 5 flag caps. I joined with 165 tickets in the game, and I led the lobby and brought us back for the win. I felt so psyched. I was like, well, Modern Warfare 2 is excellent. And every sound, the gun sounds, the footstep sounds, all the sounds, it was so good. I had forgotten how badly Black Ops had screwed up the sound. And, I don't know. Like, everyone knows that visuals are important in games, yet somehow developers forget that sound is important in games, too. And then they do things to intentionally fuck it up. They do things like rockets launching, where the screen shakes. Who thought I wanted screen shaking in my game? Who thought I wanted cranes with, like, big horns going by? This is... It was an embarrassingly bad idea to have these screaming sounds in a game. And, whatever. Treyarch screwed it up. I think that they're not going to be able to fix it. I think it's going to damage their reputation for their next game out. And, what are you going to do?
Can we talk about...
I think they should stop catering to letting motherfuckers hide. I'm seriously. They fucked the sound up because they wanted, you know, people not to be able to use headsets to their advantage. And then they put a perk in uncontested that lets you hide off UAV. Then they took kill streaks, quit stacking, so the UAV be more popular. But more people just hide from it. If you give bitches the chance to hide, them motherfuckers are going to hide. And all that's going to do is make the game 10 minutes long.
I'm still stuck on stackable kill streaks, right? Like, so I could make both sides of the argument. So... The upside of stackable killstreaks is that you get them a little more often, the highs are higher, everything, like, it's fun to have these stackable killstreaks. It's fun to get my Predator and then quickly work my way to, like, a Pavlo. You know, the Predator does something, if the Harrier strike works out, I've got a Pavlo up, and then all of a sudden, you know, I'm rolling in the kills and it's fun. On the other hand, the rich get richer. The whole point of the game becomes to, like, you know, work your way to a killstreak instead of the more runaround gunfighting stuff.
You know what? I don't run around gunfight to begin with, and most people that are good at the game don't do it either. And the people that are good at the game still are at the top of the list, and the people that suck at the game still aren't getting their pay below. So, why not let the rich get richer? Because people that play on the weekend, they're not going to get that pay below unless the kill streak stack, and they'll have a better time when they do get that pay below when their kill streak stack. With me, somebody plays the game all the time, I'm going to have more fun when I go on Predator to pay below. It's fun around the board.
I wouldn't say that people who rush are bad. There are some people out there who rush who just are amazingly successful at it. You know,
but, and they're in a small minority versus the 95% that sucks complete ass and hurt their team. Remember that guy when we had that win streak in Modern Warfare 2?
Yeah, oh my God.
And that one asshole that would not stop.
Yeah. He's that 95%. I mean, he's the guy like, I don't care. I thought the game won't play. I want to. I mean, dude, just if you weren't in the game, we'd would have won better.
Yeah, we won. We lost like 7,500 to 7,400, and it was the end of a huge kill, a huge win streak. It was like 189 games or something. Or maybe that was a different win streak. Maybe it was 80 games on that one.
And rushers always flip spawns. Flipping spawns is the worst thing you can do in TDM.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's especially true for domination. In TDM, I have a hard time getting the spawns to really stick anyway. Like, maybe you've got it locked down at a level I don't. But in TDM, it just seems like they're going to start moving around most of the time. But
can we talk about vajazzling?
What is vajazzling?
Of course we can talk about vajazzling.
For those of you who don't know, have you ever heard of bedazzling wings?
What is that?
It's when you bedazzling something is like, you ever see girls with cell phones or maybe like different types of like electronics and they've stuck these little jewels all over them?
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
Okay, well that's bedazzling. And people used to do it like in the 80s to their jeans and stuff like that. Well, next level bedazzling is vag-azzling. That's right. You take rhinestones and like shit like that, glue it to the pussy. That's right. Dress things up a little bit down there. And
Come off, or they like?
Well, I mean, eventually, yeah, they do. But like, they're glued on there for however long they are glued on there. But vag-azzling is becoming pretty popular. Apparently, I was talking to a girl I used to know. Couple days ago on the phone, and she was talking about vajazzling and how it freaked her out that people were actually doing it. And I was like, I'm all for it. And she's like, what if you're going at it down there and one of them comes off and like goes in? And I'm like, well, no big deal. Then if that's next level sex, now it's treasure hunt time. We're going in. All right, we got to find that bad boy.
Like, hold up, baby, let me take my watch off.
We're gonna find that thing. Like, but I just thought vajazzling was the coolest thing ever. And they do like crazy patterns. Like, I saw one that was a butterfly that like covered the whole vagina. And like, sometimes it's like something really classy, like just like a row of diamonds and stuff. It looks pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie. If I had a vagina, I'd totally vajazzle it. I'm thinking about cockazzling myself.
Cockazzling. Go ahead
and do it. Yeah, go ahead and get the cock bedazzled. Go ahead and do it. Why not?
Get the diamonds encrusted around the shaft.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah, just like a big ring of diamonds right there, like bling.
Oh man, that'd be almost as bad as that one kid that braided his shit.
No, man, there shouldn't be any braiding, that's fucked up. But yeah, if you go on, if you like Google, it's vag, like right. V-H-A.
I gotta see this.
I was doing a little bit of research while you guys were talking.
Uh-huh.
It turns out Jennifer Love Hewitt is a proponent of vajazzling.
Awesome.
And you might be surprised to hear this, but there are some photos on the internet of this. And you know what? I'm not entirely against it. I can see the appeal of vajazzling. Just dress up the lady a little bit. Here's one who did a butterfly. I think she has skills.
I saw that. Yes.
You saw that?
Well, I mean, you get those done. Like, you would, like, go into, like, a place who vajazzles, and you'd be like, vajazzle me up. Let's get it on. You know, like, pick out your jewelry, like, whatever you want, like your pattern. I mean, I'd like to have, like, I don't know, I'd like to have the Battle of Gettysburg down there, something like that.
I gotta say, this shit looks tacky as fuck.
Here's one that has HTML in it. You know, it's just like image here. And that is kind of nerd sexy to me. So yeah, I'm going to have to endorse vajazzling
Kyle, just imagine you ever getting a girl's pants off and she's vajazzled. And dude, it's like a vajazzle over like her ex-boyfriend or some shit and she's right, a guy.
Oh, well, now you ruined it. Now you went and broke it. Yeah. But dude, if you go down there and you're like, it's not just a vagina, it's a disco vagina, then you win.
Yes, it's funny you said that because that's what the girl I was talking to said. She's like, whenever the day comes when men start fucking disco balls, all right, I'll get it done. But till then, nah.
That day is here. You let her know.
The time has come.
The time has come for the disco vagina. And it's
like, I just imagine maybe her like
how well are these equipped?
I don't know, man. I'm pretty sure they're on there quite well. Like they're not saying, hot.
What if I run my hands down there? Will some of them come off?
I'm imagining it's a little like crazy glue, right? You know, so does crazy glue stick forever? No. Does it stick pretty darn well? Yes, it does.
I think they use spirit gum, and I was messing around with like some fake beards, like movie quality fake beards, and use spirit gum, and I think it's derived from like tree sap. It's like some super duper glue, but it's safe for your skin. You get it off with alcohol, mm-hmm. and I would imagine they use that because that stuff will glue your fucking fingers together like crazy glue, but it comes right off with alcohol, so it's probably using spirit gum.
Right. I bet whoever started this trend is making a killing right now.
Really? Because I don't see them collecting royalties off the things I do in my bedroom.
Yeah, well, I would say this, though. There's not many women who are going to be like, there are plenty of women who would be down for this, but it's like getting to a place that vajazzles, first of all. Because, like, all right, let me say this. Ladies, I vajazzle, okay? Just show up. I got all the tools. I'll do it to
You heard it here first. Kyle's offering his vajazzling services on me.
You've got my P.O. box address. It's on my channel. Just show up. I'm there every day at 3 p.m. I got my hot glue gun and a whole bag full of, rhinestone. We'll get in the bathroom.
Kyle's got his hot glue sticks and stacks.
What could go wrong, right?
Any pattern you want, whatever you need. And
I got to say, some of this breast stuff is actually pretty sexy, but I don't want to dick any of this like vagina stuff they're doing. Like, who cares about a vagina that says juicy and like 13 different colors of rhinestones? That would turn me off, actually.
I would like the butter. I think some of them are really sexy, especially the ones that actually aren't on like the business end of the vagina, that are up a little bit higher, like that are more
right. Right, that, yeah, the decorative stuff.
Imagine if you could see it, like you could just make out the top of it, like through above the jeans or something.
Right,
that'd be hot.
I think fake jewels are the new pubic hair.
Yes. imagine if they just had like a landing strip of like white diamonds, and you're like, how far does that go down? And she's like, all the way. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that one guy's right. The vajazzle seems like the new tramp stamp.
I'm okay with that. Yeah, no. Right, you know, let us know in advance. Put it out at the bar. Why don't you, instead of a tramp stamp, just wear a hat, like just a DTF hat, and then we know who to talk to. Well, not me in another life, like the hypothetical me.
Yeah.
You'd know who to talk to.
Me!
Kyle! Yes, Kyle is the hypothetical me. That's perfect.
Yeah. But yeah, if anybody wants
to kiss or scratch their head, what DTF means at this point?
Well, I'm not gonna lie. If there's a dude out there that would agree for me to use a hot glue gun to attach some jewels to his junk, I'd do it just for the lols. Like, that'd be the funniest shit ever. I'd film that and upload it.
I have definitely seen naked things on YouTube. Make a go of it, Kyle.
Yeah. Like
Kyle put the video of him like biting a pillow. Like, all right,
it's pajazzling, episode one. And just screams.
It just gets worse, right? You know, Kyle, you down for some anazzling?
Nah, fuck off. Why do I even go there? I instantly, like, I didn't even have to be like, huh? But no, I know what, no. No.
All right. Hey, you know what? I've got a topic I want to talk about. Games that copy Call of Duty. So I watched Quality Time with Hutch. You know, they do this thing on Machinima Respawn, usually pretty good. And Hutch talked about how it was kind of bad that people are copying Call of Duty. You know, they all come out with their perk systems. They all come out with their customizable kill streaks. And then it seems like every first-person shooter is very Call of Duty-like. And he kind of had a little frustration with that he wanted, you know, more innovative ideas, more original concept. And I thought of it a little different. Like, to me, Call of Duty is pretty darn good, and I want them to copy a lot of aspects out of it. One of the ones I bring up all the time is kill cams. You know, if a game doesn't have a decent kill cam, that game usually sucks. You know, I would play Medal of Honor, and you would just freaking get hit by Zeus's lightning bolt for reasons that you didn't know. There was some camping spot across the map, nothing showed, characters didn't pop against the background. You just found yourself insta-dead with no reasoning behind it. In Halo, you're usually not quite as clueless, you know, as to why you died. You know you got shot or whatever. But if I could see myself from their perspective and what went wrong, I would have learned faster about Halo. You know, learned, you know, how to get into that game. Kill cams are awesome. And now I see first-person shooters that don't have them, and it's like, what, I can't learn from my mistakes? Well, then I don't even want to play your game. It sucks. So I guess they just expressed some resentment, it seemed, for copying ideas, and I want all the best ideas copied all the time.
Yeah, I'm the same way. If Coke would not be where it's at without Pepsi. Ford would not be where it's at without Chevrolet. They make about the same product, but they have different changes with it. I'd be totally down for that. Put a game out just like Call of Duty in March. Yeah. And put Call of Duty out in November. I'll play them both.
Yeah, you know, they should have different times. That's important, too. But, like, you know, on the fourth Chevy thing, right? If Chevy all of a sudden starts putting out trucks where your cell phone communicates with the radio over Bluetooth, and now you have this hands-free built-in thing, and all you did was sit down, that's awesome. Ford is good for integrating that, too. You know, I don't know who did it first, but, right, you know, hypothetically, that's something that's an improvement. Copy it. Bring it to your game. Theater mode was in Halo, and I guess you could argue that Call of Duty copied it from Halo. Thank you. You know, that's good. We have better videos on YouTube. We have, you know, sometimes if your recording doesn't work, you have an opportunity to get it again, even though it's not perfect, right? If I see a theater mode video, I typically don't watch it because it's all wrong and lagged and stuff. But unless they're using it creatively, dolly cams and stuff. Back on topic, take the best things, copy them. I don't know that it has to be, you know, the class system. Some of the things they brought up were pretty good, right? The customizable classes, things that don't copy it so directly, but please look at the innovation in other games and use that to improve yours. It's a good thing.
I also like the fact that it lessens the learning curve for a new game for me.
Kill cams?
No, like learning curve altogether. Like, I know these are my creative classes. Well, this game has perks similar to Call of Duty. I guess this perk will be used the same way as the one in Call of Duty. Yeah. You know, map layouts, different things like that. It makes the game easier and more able to pick up faster.
The big thing,
I mean, just...
I'll jump in. The big thing for me on that is usually the button mapping. So the Nirvana is customizable button mapping, right? You really want to have... it'd be great if you could make your controller do anything you want your controller to do. Customize the whole darn thing. But... if you don't have that, the next best thing is to make them the standard. You know, and by standard, with the exception of a few game mechanics that are a little bit different, Call of Duty, Crysis, Gears of War, Borderlands, Battlefield, Medal of Honor, you know, all the games in that have roughly the same button layout. You know, I can play Call of Duty and Bad Company 2 on the same day and not feel like, you know, I'm retarded and that I don't know what all these things do. On the other hand, if I go from Halo to Call of Duty, you know, what is the reload button? The reload button in Halo is the throw a grenade at your team in Call of Duty. Like, I don't want that. You know, that's terrible. They really need to standardize on the button mapping. Now, I get that some games have fancy mechanics, like Crysis is a good example, where you have those armor abilities. So you, with an innovation like that, you have to change things up at least a little bit. But for the most part, things are about right. The reload buttons are about in the same place. The aim is the left trigger. The shoot is the right trigger. And stick to that standard as much as you can, or in the perfect world, offer customizable buttons so that I can get into your game quicker.
You know what I would do to differentiate my game from Call of Duty but have the same kind of layout? Call of Duty has the perk system, right?
Mm-hmm.
How about we do away with the perk system, make a game almost just like Call of Duty, but instead of, like, enhancing your character with, like, preset perks, have it with attribute stats. Like, strength would, like, make you have less recoil when you're shooting the weapon because you have more steady hands. You know, speed, so you can be faster. And when you add to certain categories, other categories go down. And the way you play dictates how well your character does. If you like to run around, your character becomes faster over time. If you like to, you know, aim down sight a lot, your character becomes stronger over time, or likes to run and jump, you become stronger. You know, integrate an attribute system into it instead of a perk system.
I like this because somebody tweeted me the other day, and it was really fucking funny. They took in their subscription box, they had like 5-year videos stacked up, and they took a screenshot, and the thumbnail for all 5 videos was a FAMAS aiming down sights. I thought that was so fucking funny. Because it's just a random, like, moment in your videos, but it was all aiming down sight with a FAMAS. That was fucking awesome.
Because I got that idea from, like, well, basically I was truck shopping lately. And basically trucks get to know their driver. The computer system adapts to you how mm-hmm. well, if you like to go off the line and things of that nature. Why not your character, how you play over time, adjust to you? If you like to rush more, you get more speed. If you like to, you know, stand around, play a defensive style, you get stronger and maybe a little bit more health. You know, different things. You could. I'm not really thinking the system out, but dude, that right there would work.
That'd be awesome, man. Like, if my character, for example, would have a 13-inch dong from all the teabagging I do.
Yes. We could have, like, extra fast crouch ability.
Yes. Absolutely. So you can teabag at, like, the speed of light. Like, bam, 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 bam. Oh, I've got it. This needs to be built into the next Call of Duty. If somebody's listening who's involved, go ahead and steal it. I don't care. When someone is in Last Stand, if they get teabagged, it kills them, and you get a special icon for that and points. Imagine if you could run up to a guy in Last Stand, teabag him while he's still alive, and kill him with that. And like the kill icon was like a crotch to the face or something. That would be fucking epic.
Dude, you get, like, you do enough teabags, and your crotch gets penaddled.
Oh, shit.
You just run around all game with, like, the, you know, fake jewelry on your penis.
Yeah, and I want Ice Cube's voice to come over and say, "Get some!" Like, and it could, like in Gears, you know, when you're doing, like, the finishing moves or whatever they're called, the executions, you know, it's like every time you hit, you get, like, 9 points or whatever. You could do a multi-teabag thing where it's like, bang, 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 and it's like plus five, plus five, plus five, plus five. And the guy on the ground is just like, no!
Another variation of Wings' idea is rather than the, like, attribute abilities being developed by the way you play, you could set them. But even that would be more, like, the next step past the perk system. For example, right now you have, I'm trying to think, a Lightweight Pro, right? So you run fast. Maybe instead of Lightweight Pro being an on or off switch, you have, like, a 1 to 20 scale. So I can make my speed a, you know, 12, right? Bump it up a little bit above average, and then take my recoil and bump that down, you know, to 8, you know, and, you know, have all your things average 10 and then figure out what you want. You can set up different classes. With this class, it's going to be all ideal for running, but not just I want lightweight steady aim or lightweight sleight of hand or whatever. You know, I want lightweight to be an 18 and I want, you know, something else like, you know, sway to be really low because you don't plan on aiming down sights all that much anyway. You're going to run around and hip fire. If they took the perks instead of made them on off, made them a gradual system, that'd be kind of a cool thing. That'd be interesting too.
I mean, it's just simple shit like that. Another thing you can do to differentiate yourself from Call of Duty, have collectible things. Like, Battlefield has dog tags, and people go crazy trying to play dog tags in Battlefield. Why not have, like, a game where you have, like, because people want a sniper game. Why not make a sniper game mode where you have to customize your rifle, and then if you kill somebody in the top 10 that week on the, like, score per minute, you get their rifle shows up on your character's back when you're playing, or something
Thank
like that.
Thank you very much, you're Mr. Robot.
Yeah, so you went robot there, but I still heard what you were saying, which was,
yes,
you know, it's kind of an achievement-based thing, and, you know, decorate the guy like that. That'd be cool, man. You know what? Someone told me about a game idea I mentioned on my channel before. Imagine free-for-all in a tournament setting, right? So, you know, you win a free-for-all, you feel nice, right? Everything's cool. What if those winners went up to the next round, and then to the next round, to the next round, and maybe, like, every 3 hours you had a guy who won whatever, like this 3 hours would be a long time. That'd be like, you know, 12 free-for-alls in a row, maybe more. And then that guy gets something awesome. It should be a notable prize. Maybe a, yeah. I don't know what's better than a gold gun, like a platinum gun.
Yeah.
Maybe he gets a whole freaking prestige. Boom. You know, like it should be notable for winning that kind of free-for-all tournament. That'd be pretty neat.
Yeah, or how about this? If you're in, like, the top 10 of score per minute in a category game type, it has your gamer tag right beside it when people go to find a game type. Here is the top 5 players, and you're listed right there. So instead of people having to go look you up, it shows you right on the Find Match screen who's the top 5 beasts of this game mode. That way, it gives you incentive to do well in that game mode.
That, yeah, you're talking about a pretty elite group, though. Have you ever been top 10 on the leaderboards?
No.
Yeah, I haven't either. I know some guys that have. Like, Sam's touched it. Sandy Ravage has touched that. Hashtro.
Yeah, but it'd give me more incentive to do it if people actually could see me having it. I could be number one and nobody would know it other than like people randomly scrolling through it. If I'm number one each week,
dude, if I'm number one, If I'm number one, everyone will know it. It will be my new intro, my outro, my Facebook picture, my Twitter profile. If I'm number one, what do you see, that WGT on my Skype thing? That's got to change, bitch. If I'm number one in A's game days, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, that was Woody.
Like, it's lonely at the top, motherfucker.
Yeah, man. If I'm number one, everybody will know.
but like the standard person, most people just get on and play the game. They don't care who's the number one leaderboard. But if they see your gamer tag up there every time, it give them incentive and be like, dude, that's him right there. And they give a person a way to have some sort of like publicity when they normally wouldn't.
Can you believe that motherfucker hired a skywriter in Conway, South Carolina?
Everybody on Xbox 360, check your shit.
Look right now. Yeah, man. Some of the ways people get number one is they play a game type that they haven't played before, and then like back out if they don't get the high scoring map. So, like when Hastro, he didn't back out, but he got kind of lucky. He played Free For All. He played like five games maybe, and just the way it went, like he got Firing Range twice and Nuketown three times or something like that. So that's naturally high scoring games. And then he beasted in those games, and I think he was actually numbered. He had two accounts. He had like a 2 and a 5 in the same week, and he did that because like if he had beasted on Array, for example, he probably wouldn't have the score per minute that he was able to get in Nuketown. Right. So there's some like aspects of it that aren't completely fair, but still, I think it's a neat idea. If I was a top guy like that, or you know what, if you're going to advertise it like you say, you might start to recognize consistent people. Somebody wrote in the stream that DaGame 360. Do you know DaGame 360?
No.
No? All right. So he's a YouTuber, and he posts up amazing scores. I don't think I've seen him post a video where he got under 100 kills. And I'm told he's consistently number one in domination in the score per minute. So, like, if you started to see those numbers again and again and again, then that'd be pretty interesting. You know, you'd be like, yeah, DaGame, he's the domination guy. He crushes at that game. That'd be neat to see. Yeah, it's funny, people are ridiculously good, and then I try to analyze why they're so good, and it's just like, why is it everything that he tries seems to work out for him, you know? And it's, like, I know YouTube, right? I know these are the handpicked videos. I know he doesn't average 100 kills. He doesn't go 105 every game, right? His KD's not actually 20 or 25 or whatever. But still, you know, some guys, it just seems to work really well for him. Luck.
It's a combination of hand-eye coordination and connection. It always is. That's what it comes down to.
I'm going to go ahead and timestamp these ideas. This is 11:20 p.m., 4/28 of 2011.
Verbal timestamp. Verbal timestamp.
I'm just saying, because these kind of ideas are going to get picked up, and these motherfuckers need to owe me money.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the MMORG, I think I got the letters right. MMORP.
Yep. Massively multiplayer online role-playing game. Yep.
Yeah. They do this stuff, right? They have like characteristics that, you know, attribute up a character, and I wouldn't mind seeing that. You know, go ahead and let me adjust what makes my guy good and what, you know, where his weak spots are. Let me do it by class, and it'd be kind of fun, I think.
How about this? How about like redoing the whole interface and making it more like World of Warcraft? How about like when you go to like jump into a free for all or something? How about everybody's Call of Duty characters are in like some giant mall? And you're just walking around with your character, he's got his gun on his back, you know, and you just walk into a store that says free-for-all on it. How about we make it more interactive?
You like that? I don't like that more than a menu system.
I don't like that either.
And you could pick fights with the other players, and just like, and yeah, it'd be
you're
awesome.
Talking about PlayStation Home there now.
Only for Call of Duty, though. Like, we don't want those Viva Pinata bitches in there messing around.
Imagine
we got
guarding up and, like, all of you walking over to the free-for-all store across the mall.
Yeah.
Dude, that would piss me off. Like, it might be fun once, and then just let me choose it from the menu. I need it to be.
I'd be hanging out in the food court with my boys. We'd be shooting spitballs at people. Dude would jump up, and then, you know, you pull your gun out. I'm like, sit down. Sit down, bro. I know you don't have enough credits to even have bullets in this world. So just sit down. I got three. It took me 4 months. I got them. You know? Like, you know, it take you like, and make it like that. Make it like 4 months, and you got three bullets. Like, to have yourself a little mall massacre, you know?
Here's what Kyle wants. Kyle wants to stand on the stage and have all his guys come around him all day. Just have, like, a wave of people standing in front of his little stage.
Yeah, that worked. I mean, I like attention. Sure. I don't know what that has to do with the
You know
mall.
What else I'd like to see?
Awesome.
I think it'd be interesting if kill streaks were matched to classes. Right? You know, like,
yes!
If I have a camping class, I might want to run a high kill streak. If I'm going to rush around constantly, like, I'm not the game 360. If I'm going to rush constantly, I probably want to run some low ones. I want to get 3 napalms that game instead of 0 dogs. So, you know, let me do that.
I agree. I think the kill streak should be, your MP, from COD 4 standards, which is what I still play. You know, your MP5 class, I'd want to run UAV, napalm, and helicopter, attack helicopter. But my M16 class, you know, my assault class that I'm going to sit back and pick people off with, yeah, put some dogs on there. And, you know, maybe you've got an objective class with, like, a tactical insertion on it. Yeah, you want this super low kill streaks, like UAV, counter UAV, and maybe napalm. Yeah, that's how it should be. You should have it. I don't know how.
You down for a prank call?
Yeah, I can do that.
All right, I have 4 choices to start with. The first one is loving male rats, loving young male rats. And you should see this. They were being housed, excuse me, they were being housed in a 10-gallon, yes, 10-gallon tank with 4 exclamation points, all right? They were covered in their own feces and urine, and they had nothing to eat and no water. The person keeping them in these conditions let them take them, and now we need to find them homes. So these are sincere rat lovers, 4 male rats. Here's another one. adult DVDs, each of them are 4 hours in the North Hollywood area. Another one, let me look at this again. These are, I'll just read it out. Hello guys, I'm here in Charlotte, North Carolina, for a couple days looking to have a nice time. I'm ready to be submissive to your every need. I promise your time with me will be a time to remember. Now let's have some fun. I'm staying in an indoor hotel for safety of my clients. For donation, contact, and then a phone number. And apparently she's a certified brain surgeon. It says that. Certified brain surgeon, $60 special, in and out, 2 call to girl special.
I think by brain surgeon, I think she means she's giving head, Woody.
I got that as well.
Oh, okay. I just make sure you do. I'm making sure you got it. Okay.
Yeah. And then here's the last one. Fleshlight. I guess it's meant to mimic Lupe Fuente. And, here's a bonus. It's actually a pair of fleshlights in vaginal and anal. So there you have rats, adult DVDs, prostitute, or fleshlights.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the stream came up big this time. They had some real winners. They all have phone numbers.
Oh, those are great.
I will say the prostitute is Eastern Standard Time, so it's a little late there.
I want the fleshlight.
You want you want more of them?
Oh, my God. Just you simmer, motherfucker. Yeah, I want to do the fleshlight prank phone call. I think I've already got a funny thing. Let me just run down the stairs. It'll take me like 30 seconds to grab and I can come right back up.
All right.
This is going to be funny.
How is this not the best time for Thursday night ever?
All right. So, do you remember how to make Skype phone calls?
Yes, I do.
Is it +1 and then the 10-digit error phone number? Is that what it is?
Yep. Just like dialing out from like real long distance.
Sorry, podcast. This is a bit slow.
I would like to take this time to go say you need all visit www.youtube.com/user/wingsofredemption.
You don't need the /user. YouTube.com/WingsOfRedemption will take you right there. /users for noobs, man. Shorten the URL. All right, Kyle, you got this?
All right, I'm back.
All right. So do you see that number at the bottom? I just right-click that. Call. How do I add a phone number to the Skype? Do you see the Skype chat?
Yes, I'm looking at it.
Do I need a comma in there, or is it just...
Maybe you could drag it, like...
Oh, here it is. I got it. Oh, it's going to ring.
All right, this is the fleshlight, right?
Yes.
Mute your mic.
Hello?
Hey, I'm calling about the ad you had for the fleshlight.
Yeah.
Awesome. Is it one or two that you've got?
What's that?
Did you have one or did you have two?
I have two.
Awesome. Are they like used or what's the deal with them?
No. They're all brand new in the package.
Oh, okay.
I had about like more than a dozen, and then I have like about four left.
Okay. All right. Yeah. How much are they both? Like, how much would that be?
They would be 50 for both. They're 25
okay.
each.
Okay. That's not a bad deal. Where are you located exactly? Like, I didn't, or I mean, not exactly. You don't have to give me your address, but like, basically.
I'm in North Hollywood.
Okay.
You'd be picking up from my address anyway, so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm not too far away then. Let me ask you this. This is kind of a weird request. You said that they're new and unused and everything. How much would I have to pay to get them used?
I don't have any used ones.
I know you don't. That's why I would be willing to pay more if you would use them.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm not using them.
Why not? Like, sure. I mean, is there something wrong with them? Are they dangerous or something?
No. They're all fine.
Well, I mean, how can you sell something that you're not willing to use yourself? I mean,
what's that?
I mean, how could you sell something that you know you're not willing to use yourself?
I don't need to use them, so.
Well, I mean, I don't either. I just think you know I'd like to have one that maybe you had used. Like that's my like. How much money would it take to get this done? Like, would $500 do it?
Nah, man.
I mean, we don't have to, like, meet face-to-face or anything. Here's what you do. Grab that thing, crank one out, put it in a Ziploc bag, make sure it's sealed tightly. And, you know, I'll give you the address. I'll send you $500 cash. Just send it to me, no questions asked. Just make sure you don't send it on a Monday, because then my mom will find it, and she'll freak out.
Yeah, I can have a friend use it.
All right. All right, one thing, though. This is kind of weird. Could you put a picture of him? Maybe you could blur out his face? Like his eyes or something, like in the package, so I could like look at him while I was using it. I'm not gay or anything.
Yeah, I could do that for you.
That would be awesome. Let me. How can I pay you? How would you like me to pay you?
Cash.
Okay. So you want me to mail it in, or you want me to come in and pick the thing up?
You can come pick it up if you want.
All right. How soon can you make this happen?
Tomorrow.
Okay, so if I come in like tomorrow, like say 5 p.m., you can have one of those things ziplocked up, you know,
yep.
nice
yep,
and
ready
wet,
to
ready to go for me to pick up. Awesome. All right, yep. I'll be there tomorrow. Yep. I'm about 5'4". I'm white, dark hair, kind of balding on top, but I'll be wearing the Star Wars shirt. I'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, later, man.
Lame.
All right. That was awesome. The stream was loving it. That was perfect. So they told me that my mute didn't work. I'm going to test it now.
Oh, I didn't
hear
you.
Guys hear me?
I didn't hear you.
I didn't hear you either.
Do you hear me? Do you hear me now? Can you hear me? Am I saying
I can't believe
anything?
You went for that shit. That's fucked up.
Say I'm a panda if you can hear me.
Oh,
yeah,
man,
my mute was definitely working.
That section out.
I just said like 15 different things. No one heard a thing. Yeah. What? Oh, I know why. What's going on? You know what? So, what I did is I muted myself on the Skype call,
yep.
So they can hear me. It's the way that I'm streaming, so the stream can hear me, but the Skype call can't. So that's what's going on.
All right. Well, why are they saying I'm a panda?
What he said.
While I was muted, I said, "If you can hear me, say I'm a panda," and and you guys are totally clueless to that. Yet in the stream. It's the way that the virtual audio cables are set up. So
that's hilarious.
I didn't think anyone heard that. But yeah. So, well, that worked out pretty well. Do you want to do one more?
You know, we got to cut that one out and just like use that as like a painkiller already promo.
That's a good one. Like he was, and like I kept pushing it. I was like, you know, Could you put a picture of him? You can blur his eyes out, whatever. I just want to be able to, you know, I want to look at it while I'm using it. So he's like, yeah, all right, whatever. Whatever you need, man.
Yeah, he was down, man. That wasn't a problem at all. I'm kind of into the rats here. Can you do anything with...
All right, let me run over here and kill this beetle that has entered my home without permission. And I'll be right back. Like, he's like 15 feet away, and he's been looking at me. He's been giving me the mean eye. One sec.
Can't put up with that.
Can't let somebody mosey on in on your personal space. Gotta bust a cap.
Oh, wait, there's another guy selling adult DVDs from North Hollywood.
I hope it's not the same guy.
Yeah, so I checked the phone numbers. They're different. Dude, if he could somehow like offer to negotiate a trade for some fleshlights, that would be, be badass.
It'd be nice if you had the other guy's address and then work it out between those two. And then they meet each other and actually trade the fleshlights for DVDs. I'm just wondering, is there going to be like a massively used fleshlight in a Ziploc bag tomorrow waiting for $500?
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. That's fucked up.
Dude, Kyle
got away. Yeah.
Paintball Kitty came up pretty big with one. Let me show you this guy.
Oh my.
So there's a link in the Skype that Kyle can see. Kyle, do you have it loaded?
One second.
I want to give it to you before I just put it in the stream.
Oh, he's got good ones.
I know, dude. That was quite the year, wasn't it? Pam Anderson was in it. Jenny McCarthy was in it.
Uma Thurman was in Playboy?
Dude, this is some... Jenny McCarthy was in it twice.
Twice.
And Pam Anderson. And Uma Thurman.
How much... Like, they're 20... I want them. Like, fuck messing with this guy. I want them.
You can be the second caller.
Dude, I'm not even kidding. I want these. Like, I don't want to... No, let's not prank phone call it. I'm going to get these. Like, I'm not like a weirdo. I'm going to frame these things. Like, it's Pam Anderson. Yeah, Pam Anderson, Jenny McCarthy twice, and Uma Thurman. I'm a big Uma Thurman fan. I want these. $20. It's basically $20 for the entire year, and they look like they're in really good condition.
Dude, they were probably $7 new.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, I'm just going to frame them, stick them on a wall.
Kyle, no one's buying that shit. We know what you're going to do with them.
I'm going to frame them.
Hey, Gators bitches use Jimmy hats.
What next, bitch? You going to read the articles?
They have to use Jimmy's.
You're going to be like, this was quite the year. They had articles on humidifiers and traveling in first class and the internet, this brand new thing. I'm gonna buy them for the articles. Bullshit, Kyle. Fap.
Gators bitches better be using Jimmy. That's all I'm saying.
All right, so you don't want to prank call this guy?
No, I'm gonna buy those. Like, I'm not even joking. I'm seriously gonna buy those. $20. It seems like they're worth it. Like I mean, I would think like when Pam Anderson like finally dies of whatever, like that's gonna be worth something.
Syphilis.
Sure.
All right. Do you want to call this guy with the adult DVDs?
Where's the rat guy? The rat guy is kind of interesting.
Yeah, the only trouble is he's in Boston.
Well, let's wake that motherfucker up.
On we go. All right. Just take a second to set up some calls.
Run through it to me. Run through it one more time.
Oh, let me link it for you.
Yeah.
Just a second. After you have it in your browser, I can give it to the stream.
I've got it.
Man, Kitty has a gift for this.
He's got 8 fucking rats, man. I don't know what the...
He has 10 rats. Oh, well, obviously you want to buy them for your snake and for your gerbil adventures.
Well, I mean, I was going to tell him how I wanted to... I don't want to spoil it, but, like... Here, let me send you a link of, like, what
you
I'm going to...
You do Wax Rhino, where you, like, stick the gerbil up your butt to get high?
Nah, man, and they don't do that to get high either. All right, here's what I'm going to mention to him. I just linked you to.
I don't know anything about
Willard.
This.
Oh, Willard! Oh, shit!
Nice job, Wings. See, this is why you don't tell Wings
things. Yeah, Wings is like, the worst secret keeper in the history.
I imagine being like, guys, I got some bad news, and like I send you guys both a link of like an HIV test, and Wings is like, you got AIDS! That's totally what he do. So bad at this.
Those guys didn't even know what I was talking about. Come on now.
They know exactly what you're talking about.
What did I even say, Stream? What did I say?
Stream, what did Wings give away? It takes 7 seconds for him to get it.
Willard. Yep, it's in there. Willard. There's a lot of I don't knows, but mostly Willards.
Alright, what does Willard mean?
Alright. If you know who Willard is and what Willard's about, or just like in 10 words, what's the deal with Willard?
These kids are way too young to know what Willard is.
Willard came out when we were like...
It's a remake of a movie from the 60s.
Yeah, but I mean the new one.
It's a movie about a guy who's obsessed with rats. It means Kyle has AIDS.
Yeah,
I always heard that Kyle doesn't like pots.
Fuck pots, man.
Are you ready to call this guy?
Yeah, I don't even know what I'm going to say.
I would so do the fucks pot video if I wasn't scared of like breaking my floor.
Yeah. I was a little worried he was going to crack my tile.
You down?
Yeah.
All right. It's
really...
Please leave your message for 508-375-8847.
Russian.
Record your message after the tone. To send a numeric page, press 5. When you are finished recording, hang up. Or for delivery options, press pound.
Hey, I was calling about the ad you had. I saw that you had 8, I believe it's 8 rats? And yeah, I need those. We own a large boa constrictor, and keeping that thing fed is a nightmare. So I don't know if those were like pet rats or like, you know, it's sentimental value, but Big Billy is hungry as fuck. I've been feeding him just whatever I get my hands on. Like, you know, I got the neighborhood, I'm not going to lie, I got the neighbor's cat the other day, Mr. Whiskers, and I fed him to him. Like he's in there hissing and stuff. If you don't feed him, he could break out of the cage. You know, it's one of those deals where, like, you know, the animal's powerful enough to get out of its cage, but he doesn't know it. But you starve them long enough, and they'll come right out. You see it all the time. But, so it's pretty much either, you know, me or Mr. Whiskers, and I made a decision. Mr. Whiskers had to go, so if I could get a hold of those rats, it would help a lot. So, my phone number is 706-356-8855. So, call me back. I need those rats as soon as possible. Like, I'm looking at him over in his tank right now. He's giving me the mean eye. All right, you know what I mean? Like, he's looking at me like I could wrap you up, and it would take 8 months to digest your ass, and it'd be tasty. So give me a call back. Thanks.
That was awesome. I liked it. All right. Do you want to do one more or wrap up the podcast?
I'll do one more.
All right, well, you're in luck because Paintball Kitty has a gift for this stuff. I will give you the link first, and then let me know when you have it, and I will share it with the stream.
And guys, if your area code happens to be 706, then you're right near me, motherfuckers. That's my area code. Yeah. I'll see you guys over in Athens next week.
What are you doing in Athens?
Kyle, did you get the link yet?
Bought the sex wing a while back. It would be fun. However, we never get to use it. It's just been sitting around. Alright, let's do this shit.
Alright. Did I put the number in yet? No. So let me get this.
Gators bitches better be using Jimmy's.
It'll ring soon.
Box belonging to 2706192345 is full and cannot accept new messages at this time. To leave a callback number, press 5. Damn. Or please try again later.
You can't even do anything. Like, their mailbox is full. These people are dead. They were messing around on that swing and hung themselves or something. Odd.
All right. So, shucks, I hate to leave on a note like that. How about we Sad call face. A prostitute?
We could call a random number. I like those.
All right.
Prostitutes are going to be hard to fuck with because you know somebody's paid to shit on her before. Like, you're going to have a hard time. You're going to have a hard time shaking somebody like that up.
Random number. So I'm thinking, you want to call GameStop and try to get Modern Warfare 3 and not take no for an answer?
Yes. Yes, I do.
All right, let's work on that.
I still believe I know. Why don't we just call somebody from the stream?
You know what? Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
All right, stream. Here's a guy who put his number in there. God, it's moving so fast. God, I missed it. Chicks. Whoever tweet was 666, oh my God, there's so many numbers here.
Guys, tweet your number to Woody.
Yeah. Oh, that's even less safe than putting it in the stream. But if someone tweets it to me, I'll use that. At least it won't scroll by before I can copy-paste it. Ooh, I got a guy. We'll call this guy.
Yeah, this bitch is better be using Jimmy's.
Alright. Here we is. We called a phone number. Here we are, I should say. Here we is. God.
Here we is, player. That's what it do.
Hey, I'm not here right now. Text me or...
You fucking kidding, bro?
Holy smokes. This guy didn't pick up his phone? Oh, my gosh.
Drop him.
He was young, too. I bet he's bummed he missed his chance.
Grab somebody else.
I thought we should have left him a voicemail. Oh. Somebody goes, like, you can see the cruelty of teenagers on the internet. Somebody goes, what a faggot. Like, come on, dude.
All right. I got another one.
We're just throwing the fishing rod out there, huh?
You're just calling random numbers, son.
You're just calling subs. Socrates wants to be called.
I got his number right. Oh, it's on my phone. Yeah, it's called Socrates.
Didn't we have Socrates on here one time?
Yeah.
Well, we could just add him to the call on Skype. That'd work.
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay, no, he doesn't want to get called. Fine, sock, bitch out. I see how it is.
Is this guy even picking his phone up?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, buddy? Hey.
What's up?
Did you put your phone number on Painkiller already?
Yeah.
You win, baby.
Can we talk to your mom?
No.
So you put your phone number out here. What do you want to talk about? This is your time. You have exactly 5 minutes. What do you want to talk about?
5 minutes? What?
You know what? Here's a question. I've got a topic for you. If you had 60 seconds in which the entire world was watching you, what would you do? What would you do with your 60
Holy
seconds?
Shit. I don't know.
No, think about it. Come up with something. Here it is. Shine, baby. Shine. What would you do with your 60 seconds? The whole world is looking.
May have been a bad idea.
I was looking at the stream.
Yeah, we're not watching the stream. You're part of the entertainment now. Come on, buddy.
Baby. You're on the show now. People say, why don't you call us? How come you don't have, small channels? Let's represent the little man. Show us your entertainment value. Bring it. You have 60 seconds. The whole world is watching. What are you going to do?
Come up with something good or I tweet your phone number.
The clock is ticking, Junior.
What you don't want to do is clam up and be nervous and start forgetting what you're thinking about and then wondering.
Are you still here?
Yeah.
All right. You have 60 seconds. You can jump off a building. You can show off your best physical attributes. You can sing a song. You can promote a charity.
Sing Rebecca Black.
All right. There it is. So
do it.
The world is watching. Let's hear it. Friday, baby. Bring it.
I was just kidding.
You sing for me, God. And you sing good! Right now!
Oh, I scared them all.
All right. That was really weird. All right.
Oh, man. I was just looking up the lyrics. I was about to do it with him.
Yeah, I remember from Superbad. He's like, you sing. You sing good.
No, we should probably. I think he's still there.
I think we should put a number and what you want to talk about next time.
Yeah, all right. Let's call at least one more before we wrap up.
You got a topic that you're willing to talk about.
Yeah, nobody put a phone number and a quick, sell yourself real quick.
Should we tweet his phone number out now?
No. The poor guy, he's just
really bad, man. I just did.
You did
not really. You fucked up.
Well, I've never seen a stream go so fast it switched into followers only mode. Like, there's been slow mode, but now you can only type if you follow my channel? Wow.
I actually think we should make it like that all the time.
Oh, now it's rolling.
I seen punch something there.
I saw the guy say that he would fellatiate Kyle.
I think it's fellate. Is it fellate?
Fellate, yeah, fellate. I think that you're right. So he wants to call. Damn it, where's this guy?
Well, call this Waka Flocka kid with the dating problems.
Shucks, I... Damn it. I can't even copy-paste. The stream's moving so quickly. Sorry, people who are listening to this on iTunes.
Yeah, you should definitely be tweeting. So in other news, does anybody want to come help me move some furniture tomorrow?
I have one.
You know, I might be down for that because I'm bored as fuck.
You haven't seen my furniture. You got to go up a flight of stairs with a huge chest of drawers.
Yeah,
and I got a checkbook.
The safe. Hey, what's up, man? This Painkiller
Hello
already.
There.
Hey, you have an ex-girlfriend story?
Yes, I do. I am totally impressed and very satisfied with the reply. Thank you. And I sound like an idiot right now, but regardless, how is everybody doing tonight on Painkiller already?
Just fine. We want to hear a girlfriend story, though.
Okay, so sophomore year, I'm a junior, right? And I'm a small commentator, so hopefully I'll be able to get this out in perspective. Sophomore year comes around, and I am
high school or
pretty
college?
Much in this... I'm a sophomore, so it's kind of like this young age, and I'm like not doing, knowing what I'm doing, and I'm kind of getting desperate, I guess. And I pretty much end up dating this girl that I was friends with. Now, this girl is kind of good looking, but she's okay and kind of annoying, and she ended up wanting to get physical pretty quickly. Now, when I
That's
mean
a good
physical,
woman
I don't
right
mean
there.
Like, I guess you could say that, mm-hmm. But for me, I was thinking about what I might regret later on in life, so I ended up breaking it off with her after she came back from a vacation after spring break. And that was about 3 months after the relationship, and we were about to have sex that next day.
Dude, next time you're in a situation like this, ask yourself, what would Dan do? What would Dan do? And
I thought about that.
He would tap it and then date someone else tomorrow. Yeah, go on.
So that ends, and she ends up like telling her friends about me, and I'm like, hey, this is not cool. I feel like I'm being stabbed in the back, and all of a sudden I find all my friends looking against me, and it just kind of meant it looked like everybody was looking down at me and saying, wow, what a horrible person you were to break up with this girl. And to be honest, she was not that great looking. I mean, she was kind of hot, but kind of not.
It's
didn't
okay,
have much
baby.
There.
I've dated the entire spectrum of looks.
Hey, well, let me ask you this. What kind of person do you consider yourself?
Winks, I'm slightly athletic.
What kind of person do you consider yourself? Are you sentimental? Quit justifying on looks. You're actually looking at things in a shallow perspective. What kind of person are you? Are you the kind of person that would feel bad if you slept with a girl just to leave her? Or are you the kind of person that would just be so shallow and worry only about looks and just, you know, hit it and then tell the bitch that her pussy is slack? Which one of those are you?
Honestly, I put people before myself usually, and I would probably feel bad about it. Therefore, right. That's why I broke up with her. I had to think about that, and I talked to a bunch of people about it beforehand, and they were all saying, "Yeah, you probably made the right decision." And those stupid people, like there's one other guy. I have another story. I have a couple stories. I was really hoping to get on Thinkshill already. This is amazing, guys.
Let's go ahead and harp on this a little bit longer. Okay. You said she told her girlfriends about you breaking up with her before you had sex. Was it in a negative light or a positive light?
Well, I said that we were moving too fast. And basically she said,
Are you sure you're the guy?
Did she talk to you like, you know, well, this guy's a faggot. He didn't want to fuck this? Or did she go, you know, at least he broke it off before it got too far? Which one of those did she respond to?
The first one, definitely.
She thought she was just a faggot.
She was spreading rumors.
In my entire dating career, I've never met a girl that moved too fast.
Let me say this. Here's what you should do with that scenario.
Your friend, how can that be too fast? If she was down like DTF in 15 minutes back in my dating days, that would have been an appropriate speed. And she sounds slower than that.
I mean, by the time the fourth date rolls around, if they ain't putting out, it's time to dump them. Scenario you're in is your friends are looking down on you because you didn't tap it. She's looking down on you because you didn't tap it. The only way you could justify they do anything about this to save face is to make yourself as the white knight. Like, look here, I didn't want to hurt you. You know, why would I take that next step if I didn't really, really want a relationship with you or anything like that? You want to win the covenant of her friends. She sees this and you do it in front of her friends, you might be right back in the ballpark. You might be, you know, rounding second base next week with one of her better looking friends.
Yeah,
think
dude,
in that perspective.
Yeah, the way I'm looking back in this, you know, with the benefit of hindsight, I think the kind thing to do in this situation was to tap it, right? I mean, I think you hurt some feelings in there by not tapping it. And next time this comes up, you got to hit that.
Now, let me also tell you something else.
That's on your league, though, Woody. I'm not on your league. I'm not on your level, though.
No, you are on my level. You've got a girl that's DTF. You're on level, baby. You're on point. You got to
You got to get the finger in there. That's what you got to do. And you got to quit blowing that ganja, dude. That's just going to fuck your brains up.
All right, man. We're going to call someone else. Thanks for the story.
Would you mind giving me a quick shout-out? I mean, nothing huge or anything.
Go ahead,
just
be
wanted
quick.
To let people know that are listening to me that they know who I am. My YouTube is Bleed Red and White. I do commentaries, and I honestly think I've been getting positive feedback mostly. So if you'd be willing to check me out, I'd be really thankful. And again, guys, it's been an honor talking to you guys. I really appreciate
good,
it.
Man. Thanks all for right, coming
dad,
on.
Dads are, Red and White. Are happy that you came on because they know their daughters are safe.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
I would be happy
you could date
to
my daughter, and she's like 11.
That wasn't the whole story, and I don't need to tell it. But, I mean, if you guys need to move on, I understand.
It's good, man.
Yep. Have catch you later, buddy.
Oh, that's funny.
I like it as a homosexual. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Oh, that is such a good idea. We should call Sony about the PlayStation Network.
I don't think they want any bullshit right now. They've got, like, investigative teams out searching for people. Let's leave them alone.
yeah, maybe we should.
No, but, all right, look, there's no situation in which the girl is moving too fast. Like, literally, let me ask you this question. If an attractive female literally walked up to single Woody and said, hey, let's go. Right, let's get a room right now.
She wouldn't have to be that attractive, you know.
Can we redefine this?
As long as she got tits and all.
Let's say a disease-free woman walked up to single Woody. I'm like, disease-free? Really? That's too good to be true.
Are you saying with a fucking porta potty? Serious? All right.
Yeah, dude. I may have saw a video with a girl who she was having sex. And apparently, she was like this respectable girl, debutante type thing, and. It was on a public bathroom, and there was urine on the floor, and she was still DTF. And everybody was like, oh, my God, you know, can you believe this woman? And I was like, you know, she kind of cool.
Again, I'm going in.
All right. There's another guy. He works at Ubisoft.
Is this Painkiller Already?
This is Painkiller Already. What's going on, man?
What's up, dude? Fuzzy Otterballs here.
Do you really work at Ubisoft?
I do.
Ah. What do you do there?
I am a strategic analytics manager.
A strategic?
Used to be a game producer.
What is a
strategic? Yeah, a big load of bullshit.
Is that like a big title for changing the trash?
No, the strategic analytics advisor. What do? You try to find market opportunities?
You know, you ever play Facebook games?
No.
No?
I'm a boy.
Play Facebook games, your mother, something like that.
That's
our core audience.
I've been invited to them a lot.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Every time you click on that, we track what you can do, basically.
Uh-huh. And you, what do you do with the analysis? Try to figure out where to invest in games, what's hot?
You pay us money.
Ah. So how's that work? How do you monetize the Facebook games?
God, there's so many different ways. It's many microtransactions. We basically create a fake market for virtual items and make you think it's valuable and you want to buy it.
Has Ubisoft, I mean, I was looking at the website. There are some Xbox 360 games that they've worked on.
Oh, yeah, they make Assassin's Creed.
Right. That's a big one. Hey, so do you work with the programmers at all?
When I was a producer, yeah.
What does it take to be a programmer? Like, how does a lot of guys tell me they want to make games? You know, and they go, what do I do? What should my major be? Do you have any insight into that? Like, what does the typical resume look like of a guy who's making games?
So you're talking about programming, designing, artists, a whole bunch of things.
Right. So that's a good point too, right? You know, the programmers are not the only people who make these games. There's artists, there's story guys, there's whatever. Like, what does it take to get into producing games?
Producing? Games. So that's product management.
All right. Well, fuck. Would you just answer the fucking question? What does it take to work on a goddamn game?
Right. So no matter what you do, what you want to do, there is a place in gaming that you can apply that skill. Pretty much anything you want to do, you can do it in gaming. You just have to position yourself well and be willing to basically eat shit for a couple of years and work at a shitty company before you get your shot at a big company like Ubisoft.
Okay. So, you'd start out at a smaller gaming company and work your way up to, like, a big-time type deal?
Sounds like bad.
That's typically how it works, yeah.
And what do the resumes look like? You know, are they mostly comp sci majors on the computer side? There's a game development major now. Do you guys look for that in particular? Do you know?
Well, here's the deal for programming. It's basically a commodity because there's a certain amount of work that needs to be done. They pretty much know how to do it. It just takes time, takes testing, and you got to make sure you do it right. So they look at for people who have experience in the industry. And when I tell you, when I explain like a game design concept and I want it done, you have to know what that is before you can go and implement it. So that's why they look for people with experience. And it's sort of that weird catch-22, like you can't get experience unless you already have experience. Mm-hmm. But you can't get experience unless you get it. So you basically, it really helps to network, know people, and just try to get in, keep applying.
So what does it take to be one of the art guys? I mean, do they typically have some sort of art education or just a portfolio? Like, how do you get into it like that?
Yeah, it'll be portfolio. They'll look at your stuff, and if their art fits with the creative vision of the game, as dictated by the art director, they will they'll call you in and sort of see whether you can produce art consistently and in quality and on time.
Now, how about we actually go for the job that's actually what people want to do? Quality assurance tester.
People want that?
QA testing. Nobody wants that.
Dude, that is so bad. It sounds like fun. It sounds like you're just going to play games like you do, you know, for a living.
Right.
In reality, they're like, all right, you know, we want 250 power cycles of an Xbox. We want, you know, you to do this very particular thing. They suck the fun out of video games and make you repeat it again and again. It's dreadful, right?
Right. So if you're working on like a big time game, you know, maybe okay because you get to see it before everyone, but you will not be working on that. You'll be working on fucking Barbie Horse Adventures for 3 months, every single day, like 10 hours a day. And it won't even be play the game. It'll be play the game to a certain point and then turn off the power to see whether or not it saves properly. And then you got to do that for like the entire game. And you will want to you will want to quit your job like by the end of the day, guaranteed. Unless you like really, really like testing and really like quality assurance, you're going to want to not want to do
it.
All anymore.
Right, well, let me ask you this question. What is a stud like me going to do to get to be the helm of a major first-person shooter?
Oh, my God.
A helm of a major person shooter. You know, if I knew that, I would be there myself.
Actually, you know but, what? I am mildly curious about this. So, hypothetically, let's say that someone had a, you know, fairly successful YouTube channel. What kind of position in a gaming company do you think that would open for them?
Any? Community manager, marketing, PR coordinator, all those things. Even production, if you've got, like, a lot of PM experience, you can get in as an AP. So that's what I did. I was an investment banker before. I have no, like, gaming experience before this. And, yeah, but you just apply. You take a shot. Sometimes they like what they see. If you got a good pedigree, if they recognize your name, you're pretty much them, dude.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for coming on. Fuzzy Outer Balls. Yeah, check out his YouTube channel.
See, I'm kind of like doing. I want to do like the Jack Roush thing. I just want to go in there and use my name and like sign a couple engines. That's what I want to do. But like, damn, this game's Wings of Redemption approved.
All right, so that was Painkiller already, episode 50. Thanks for coming, guys.
Cheers. Yeah, no, shit.